This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A homeless services organization in Alamosa says it's regrouping after the city council rejected plans last week for a new homeless shelter in the community. La Puente Executive Director Lance Cheslock says the $2 million facility would have provided a safe space for those under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Those people cannot currently stay in the existing 45-bed shelter over safety concerns. Cheslock says the estimated homeless population of Alamosa is currently 140 people.
I really feel like we will be able to come back to the city in the future at some point and make our case for the 100 people that don't have a safe place to stay.
City council members voted unanimously to reject the proposal after broad public comment worried a new facility would increase the local unhoused population. Colorado Springs is considering whether to severely limit where psilocybin healing centers can operate in the city just as statewide licensing begins. An ordinance would ban the centers from operating within a mile of schools, daycares, and alcohol and drug treatment centers that would essentially bar the centers from operating in nearly all of the city. Kevin Walker, the director of the city's planning department, told City Council this week that the ordinance is designed to protect the community from negative impacts from psilocybin users.
Without local ordinances regulating the use, would be allowed pretty much anywhere in the city. And so we feel prudent, it is prudent for us to create some kind of regulatory structure.
Colorado Springs City Council will hold a public hearing on the ordinance in 2 weeks. In Denver, it's going to be sunny and calm for the rest of the week with temperatures in the mid-50s, around 60 degrees. In Grand Junction, much of the same with temps in the 50s. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.